أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ودخل معه السجن فتيان، قال أحدهما إني أراني أعصر خمرا، وقال الآخر إني أراني أحمل فوق رأسي خبزا تأكل الطير منه، نبئنا بتأويله، إنا نراك من المحسنين. الله سبحانه وتعالى explains to us in this scene the moment Yusuf alayhi salam entered into the dungeons of Egypt. Now let us not ever compare the prison of Egypt in that time to our prisons that we have today. These were dungeons, and Yusuf alayhi salam is sent there by the Aziz, the husband of Zulaikha, simply because he realized that the scandal has reached different parts of the city, and before the common people come to learn of what had really happened, he will have Yusuf alayhi salam sent away to the prison to seem as if Yusuf alayhi salam was the guilty party. Allah says in ayah number 36 of Surah Yusuf that when he entered the prison, Allah says at that point and at that time, دَخَلَ مَعَهُ السِّجْنَ فَتَيَانَ, two youngsters, two young men entered the prison with him as he entered the prison. Now, these two men, who were they? They were two men who had worked for the king. They were part of the staff of the royal palace. Not the Aziz, but the king, the Firaun of the time, the Pharaoh of the time. Both of them were charged with trying to assassinate, trying to murder the Pharaoh, the king himself. The one was the cook of the royal palace, and the other was the wine server, the one who was in charge of serving wine to the king. So one of them tried to poison the king, and the matter was under investigation. So both of them were sent to the prison until the investigation was to be concluded. So when they entered the prison, they met with Yusuf alayhi salam, and they realized that he was a man of piety and a man of great knowledge and wisdom. So they related dreams to Yusuf alayhi salam that they had, either before being imprisoned or while they were in prison. So they come up to Yusuf alayhi salam, and the one says, قَالَ أَحَدُهُمَا, one of them said to Yusuf, إِنِّي أَرَانِي أَعْصِرُ خَمْرًا, O Yusuf, I see myself in a dream, أَعْصِرُ خَمْرًا, squeezing dates in order to produce khamr. This is what I see myself doing, squeezing the dates, whatever method of squeezing was used. In other words, I see myself preparing khamr, wine. وَقَالَ الْآخَرُ, the second, that was the wine server who had seen that dream. The cook of the king, what did he say? He says, إِنِّي أَرَانِي أَحْمِلُ فَوْقَ رَأْسِي خُبْزًا, I see myself in a dream carrying bread, a basket of bread on top of my head, تَأْكُلُ الطَّيْرُ مِنْهُ, and as I'm walking with this basket of bread on my head, there are birds that are coming and they are eating from the bread that I am carrying. نَبِّئْنَا بِتَأْوِيلِ, O Yusuf, inform us of the interpretation of these dreams. إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, certainly we see you and we consider you to be from amongst those who do good. قال, Yusuf alayhi salam said to them, لَا يَأْتِيكُمَا طَعَامٌ تُرْزَقَانِهِ إِلَّا نَبَّأْتُكُمَا بِتَأْوِيلِهِ قَبْلَ أَن يَأْتِيَكُمَا, to assure them that he will attend to their need and he will have the dream interpreted. He says, listen here, your food, your next meal will not come to you before I have interpreted the dream to you. Before your next meal comes to you, rest assured, right, I will have your dreams interpreted for you. So Yusuf alayhi salam teaches us something, that if somebody comes to us with a need, or somebody presents a need to us, and you wish to, before fulfilling the need, you want to advise the person. You want to give him some advice. Before starting, or before advising him, first, settle his mind. Tell him that, listen here, what you came for, don't worry, that will be sorted out. Right? What you came to ask for, I'll sort that out, I'll tend to that need. But first hear me out. This is what I need. So now the person's mind is at ease. First put his mind at ease, put his mind at rest. Because now you start advising him, in the back of his mind, he says, is he going to sort me out? Is he not going to sort me out? Is he going to attend to the need? Is he going to help me with my problem or not? So first, put his mind at ease. So that's what Yusuf alayhi salam is doing here. He wants to give them a message. He wants to give them da'wah. He wants to invite them to Islam. But before giving them the advice, he says, before your next meal is served to you here in prison, نَبَّأْتُكُمَا بِتَأْوِيلِ, I will tell you the interpretation of the dream before it comes to you. ذَلِكُمَا مِمَّا عَلَّمَنِي رَبِّي, this knowledge, I don't attribute it to myself, but this knowledge of interpretation of dreams is something that my Rabb has taught me. إِنِّي تَرَكْتُ, now he advises them. He says, listen, I left a people, إِنِّي تَرَكْتُ مِلَّةَ قَوْمٍ, I abandoned the religion and the lifestyle of a people, لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ, who did not believe in Allah, وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ, and I left the path and the way of a people and a community who disbelieved in the Akhirah. وَاتَّبَعْتُ مِلَّةَ آبَائِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ, and I followed the creed and the religion of my forefathers, Ibrahim, Ishaq, and Yaqub. مَا كَانَ لَنَا أَن نُشْرِكَ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ, it is not of us, it does not behove us, it does not become of us that we ascribe any partners unto Allah. ذَلِكَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْنَا, that was the bounty and the grace of Allah upon us, that He allowed us to worship Him and to practice Tawheed. And this is the grace and the favor, not only for us, but on all of people. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ, but most of the people do not show thanks. So he's giving them da'wah and inviting them to Islam. And this is one of the main reasons Allah allowed Yusuf alayhi salam to go into prison. There were many people who embraced Islam at the hands of Yusuf alayhi salam. He goes on giving them da'wah. يَا صَاحِبَيِ السِّجْنِ, listen, O companions of the prison, O people and inmates of the prison, أَأَرْبَابٌ مُتَفَرِّقُونَ, are having separate gods. Today people have separate gods, a god for this, a god for that, a god for everything. So he says, أَأَرْبَابٌ مُتَفَرِّقُونَ خَيْرٌ, having separate gods, is that better? أَمِ اللَّهِ, or having Allah as your God, Al-Wahid, the one, the unique, the only one, Al-Qahhar, the all-dominant. مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِهِ, all this that you are worshipping besides Allah is nothing but names. إِلَّا أَسْمَى, it is only names, some made to muha, that you people have come up with. These names, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given anyone the authority and the permission to have these names for different gods. These are something that you people have invented. أَنْتُمْ وَعَبَاؤُكُمْ, you and your forefathers have invented this. مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not revealed or sent down any authority for you to do this, and has not given you the permission to have these type of different gods that you have named. إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ, listen, all judgment and all authority belongs to Allah alone. أَمَرَ, Allah has instructed. أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ, that you should not worship anyone but Him. ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ, that is the upright religion. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, but most of the people do not know. Then after giving them this message, advising them and inviting them to Islam, he then interprets the dream. He says, listen, أَمَّا يَا صَاحِبَهِ السِّجْمِ, O my two companions of the prison, أَمَّا أَحَدُكُمَا, as for the one of you, the one who had the dream, he saw himself squeezing the grapes in order to make wine. The interpretation of the dream, فَيَسْقِي رَبَّهُ خَمْرًا, he will be declared innocent. He will come out from the prison as an innocent man, and he will continue serving wine to his master. Right? So he'll go back to his former work and job that he always used to do. وَأَمَّا الْآخَرِ But the other one, the one who had the dream of birds eating bread from his head, فَيُصْلَبْ He will be crucified. He will be the guilty one. He will be found guilty of the crime. He will be crucified. He will be killed. فَتَأْكُلُ الطَّيْرُ مِنْ رَأْسِ Birds will come and eat off his head. Meaning once his head, once he'll be crucified and his head will be severed from his body, it will be lying wherever it will be lying in some place where it will be disposed of. Birds will come, vultures, whatever it is, will come and eat of his head. قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ الَّذِي فِيهِ تَسْتَفْتِيَانِ The matter that you had inquired about has been decreed. وَقَالَ لِلَّذِي ظَنَّ أَنَّهُ نَاجٍ مِّنْهُمَا Yusuf alayhi salam whispered to the one whom he thought was the successful from the two, meaning the wine server. Yusuf alayhi salam whispered to him and he said to him, listen, اُذْكُرْنِي عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ When you go before the king, when you go before the Pharaoh, make mention of me. Tell the Pharaoh that, listen, there's a man by the name of Yusuf. He has been sent to prison for a crime he did not commit. Just talk to the king about me. Make some mention to the king about me. فَأَنْسَاهُ الشَّيْطَانِ ذِكْرَ رَبِّهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Shaytan caused this person to forget mentioning Yusuf before the Pharaoh. فَلَبِثَ فِي السِّجْنِ بِبْعَ سِنِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Yusuf alayhi salam remained in prison for a few more years. May Allah grant us the understanding.